Come hither, my dear Betty, and sit thou down by me. Thou art the fairest creature that ever I did see. All the things that I will have, nothing of you I crave. If that thou will but love me, I will maintain you brave. For thou art my jewel, my joy and delight, and I will ever love thee, though people may espy. If thou be true to me, I will be true to thee. My dearest Betty, fair and pretty, that thy friend shall see.
Sweet William, 'tis beneath you to marry a poor maid, and you a great rich grocer, and have a mighty trade. When that we married be you, then will say to me, I might have had a lady or one of high degree. Indeed, sir, my parents are all very poor, and I think a poorer maiden you never saw before. And therefore, sir, said she, I pray you pardon me. You may have a fortune of a certain nearer your degree.
Sweet Betty, 'tis not for treasure I ever marry shall. I have a trade already to maintain us withal. If that thou married be, my dearest love to me, I do not care for wealth or any one of high degree. And if that thou will not have me, I do declare, my trade will soon decay, and I fall into despair. If thou be true to me, I will be true to thee. My dearest Betty, fair and pretty, I love none but thee.
Kind William, now I pray you your loving suit forbear. We see how many maidens are drawn into the snare. For your parents they will frown and think to run me down, because I am but poor and you of great renown. For it they unto me should prove unkind, and in a little space that you should alter your mind. Such things there often be, as many people see, and that's the reason for this season I shall not agree.
I pray thee don't deny me, Betty, nor strive to break my heart, for indeed I should be ruined if that we should part. Come, sit thee down, my dear, these things love never fear. There is no creature in that nature shall abuse my dear. Sweet Betty, I have asked my friend's consent, and they indeed do tell me they are very well content. So let us both agree next week to married be. My dearest jewel, be not cruel, I'll be true to thee.
Your words have been so winning, I cannot you deny. Should you prove false to me, with sorrow I shall cry. But if you do prove true, there will be none like you. So brisk and rare none can compare, my dearest, that is true. So now I am resolved to alter my life, and to change my condition, and be a married wife. Sweet William, then said she, with you I will agree. I never saw a man like thee so pleasing unto me.
So then they both concluded, and to the church did go. Sweet William and fair Betty, they made a dainty show. The best of the city were in all their garments rare, but none like Betty, fair and pretty, amongst them could compare. For they were admired by rich and poor, declaring such a couple they never saw before. And now they married be, as all people may see. And the sweet Betty, fair and pretty, and William do agree.